From the taverna at Lycanwood, deep in the redwood forest, not far from where Dark Star was written, just around the river bend where powerful men worship a giant owl, from this place where many strange stories are born, When You Wake, a podcast of not just ghost stories, from Robert O'Shaughnessy.
Most stories spell something more than what's said with just the words. I'm interested in what's said with the words. But even more, I'm interested in that faint little knocking sound behind the words. A soft tap, tap, tap from what's underneath. I'm interested in the stories told when the lights go out and the hour is late. Close your eyes. Picture the front door of the place where you grew up. What color is the door? What do you see when you look left or right? Picture it. Hold the image. Touch the doorknob and slowly turn it. Push the door open. What do you see? Consciousness, like memory, is a tricky thing. Because anything that is not right now is a memory, isn't it? And is any memory real? Is anything? Now picture this. This is something you may not have seen with your eyes. Picture a mansion built in 1710. What does that look like? I'll give you a setting. The shores of Lake Geneva. Summer. But not like any summer you've seen. This is the summer of 1816. All of Europe then was cold and dark. A year ago, a massive volcano erupted in Indonesia, killing 100,000 and darkening skies across the world with ash and dust. They called it the summer that never came. Now picture a room. It's chilly. A fire blazes. Wine glasses and candles clutter the mantel. We are looking into a window of Villa Diodati. The core crew there on the banks of Lake Geneva that summer was young Mary Shelley, her lover Percy Shelley, and her stepsister, Claire Claremont. Claire was pregnant at the time with poet Lord Byron's child. Byron, already a legend, at that time had just divorced his last wife, and the tabloid said he had also maintained an affair with his half-sister. Friends and lovers came and went that summer, sharing wine, sharing stories, sharing each other. Lockdown. Lockdown in an old house in a summer that never came. Explosions, thunder and lightning, poetry. The scene is set. Byron had rented the place from John Polidori, his doctor. Polidori kept making advances on 19-year-old Mary. Meanwhile, Percy was spiraling off into depression.
Let us have wine and women, mirth and laughter, sermons and soda water the day after. Man, being reasonable, must get drunk. The best of life is but intoxication. Glory, the grape, love, gold, in these are sunk the hopes of all men and of every nation. Without their sap, how branchless were the trunk of life's strange tree, so fruitful on occasion. But to return, get very drunk, and when you wake with headache, you shall see what then.
The headache always comes, as you, dear listener, no doubt know, or soon will. And when the headache came to this very special group of friends, Byron suggested not a sermon, but a contest, a ghost story contest. Polidori went first, and he gave us The Vampire, which would be the first published vampire story. The template has been well used ever since. The story of a lustful, ambiguous, insatiable, and irresistible beast. A forever chaser of youth. That's the Byron of legend right there. But it's young Mary's creation that we know best. Frankenstein, the vain and curious doctor whose loneliness was uncomfortable, as in not able to be comforted by the doctor's vast intelligence. It's a type that is all too familiar today, that genius who decides to invent something, never asks permission, doesn't ask if his neighbors or countrymen are cool with it, just goes and does it, creates some kind of monster whose wickedness is beyond the reach of lawmakers, of ethics, and of all human feeling. A monster that threatens us all. That story right there is a story that will never get old. And it hasn't. So in the same spirit of those friends in that summer that never came, coming soon, When You Wake, a podcast of not just ghost stories.
When You Wake is created and written by Robert O'Shaughnessy. Production credit goes to John Chilson. Voice credit goes to Rock Ross and Rod Thompson. Music by Nick D'Amico. Visit whenyouwakepodcast.com for episode information, sponsorship opportunities, and to share your story.